What's going on? It's your man Casanova, another Achieving Success Thursdays. This one, I'm gonna get right to the bulk of it. Let's talk something that's really, really important to everybody every day is financial success. Okay. Let's be very, very clear about it, because I think a lot of times what we tend to do is equate our success to our financial situation. Now, I want to be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. Other people are not gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this because I'm gonna be real. Financial stability is important to have into achieving success. And let's talk about that a little bit further. Okay, now, I'm not talking about financial success as far as like you got to be rich. I'm talking about financial success of you making the amount of money to support the life you live, right? Success is paying your bills. Success is having money over to do the things you want, right? So what we tend to do, unfortunately, we make a lot of bad decisions financially. Shoot, I've been there too. And sometimes I still do it. So I'm not even trying to tell you, I know the answer. I mean, I'm way better than I was before. So don't get me wrong, way better. You know what I'm saying? Financially, I'm good. Savings, credit, all that great. So I am better. But see, the one thing I've learned about being financially successful is that rich is a concept, is an idea. See, and I know you're saying, what is this guy talking about right now, Cass? What are you killing me right now? I know, but please just bear with me, okay? Success, financial success is, anybody could achieve it, because the key to your financial success is, wait for it, is how you live. See, what we tend to do is we live outside our means. If you make $1,000 a week, right? Let's just say you make $1,000, but your bills are $2,000 a week, you're not successful. But if your bills are $500 a week and you make $1,000 a week, successful. Let me explain. There are rich people out there that they make $4-5 million a year, but they spend $7-8 million a year. So the man making $500 a week, only spending $500 of that a week on his bills, is more successful and more financially stable than the millionaire that is making $4 million a week but spending $7 million a week. See, what you have to understand is that we tend to want more than what we could actually afford. And that staggers your success financially, because at the end of the day, you can't be making Toyota money living a Bentley life. Let me repeat that. You cannot be making Toyota money living a Bentley life. And that's what we tend to do. It's not in your best interest to go out and get a car with a $500-800 car payment when you don't make the money to sustain it. See, what we need to do for success, and this is what I've done for myself, so I'm not speaking to you, I'm not speaking this as far as telling you, not practice. This is what I practice. You have two paychecks a month, right? Averagely. Now, I'm not talking about people get paid every week or get paid on, whatever. I'm talking about the average American, 9 to 5, gets paid twice a week. If you can't pay your bills all within one check, reevaluate your life. Now, I know some people won't give you the three-in-one rule, the 4-in-1 rule, all that stuff. But let me tell you something I practice. If you can't pay your bills within one check, either you need to check how much you get made or check your bills. Right? Now, I know you're saying, Cass, in this economy, that's almost impossible for me to pay all my bills in one check. If I'm only making $10 an hour, but my rent is $2,000 a month. And you're right. But is the problem your paycheck or the problem your rent? Now you're saying, well, I don't want to live in the hood. I get it. So don't get me wrong. Rent is high. It's crazy right now. I get it, and I completely understand. But what I say are goals, and see, being successful isn't exactly hitting your goals, but it's getting damn close. Which makes sense. You know what I'm saying? As much as you can, where you know there's no room. See, the problem is that you want to live that Bentley life on a Toyota budget, right? Instead of you buying a high rise in downtown to ball out or renting that 4-bedroom house, you need to reduce your standards of living. You know, now, the only thing stop you from being success, especially financially, is you. Do you really? I recently, and this is a personal right now, financially for me, I have a BMW, right? I have a nice BMW. It's really dope, right? But I was vexed on getting another car. Now, my BMW is paid off. Like, it's paid off, right? I paid it off a while ago. You know what I'm saying? And I was really, really vexed on, hey, I'm going to get a new car, right? Because I'm at a different status in my life. I'm at a different financial situation in my life. So I'm gonna go get a new car, right? Now, reality is getting a new car, regardless if you got great credit, you're still gonna be paying, interest. You know, nothing's cheap anymore. Even people with good credit still gonna be paying 7%, 8%, 9%, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And insurance, probably your new car is gonna go up. You know, all that stuff. So I'm probably looking anywhere from $300 to $500 in payment, depending on what I get. I'm always going to get something luxury. But the car I had before was a BMW, before they had a Jaguar. So that's the type of cars we like. You know what I'm saying? We like the luxury cars with all the benefits and perks. So I would probably got another luxury car, right? Which would have added a monthly payment that I don't have right now would have added on. Now, my income, my bills going out compared to income I'm getting is going to be smaller. That's less money to work with, less money to do things, less money to invest in my business, less money to travel for my family, less money for me to do things I want to do, less money. So I really sat down with myself and looked at my bills and said, does it make sense for me to buy a new car right now? Even if I want to just buy it right out, does it make sense to do that when I have a perfectly good low mileage BMW that's fly? You know, why would I? But I want to go get a new one just for new, just for that new, you know, it doesn't make sense. And then when you look at people that really have big money, I'm talking about millions to billions, you know, 100,000, all these people, Bill Gates and the Mark Zuckerbergs and all these people, the Rockefeller, all these people that have real money, real wealth, you know, they drive a Prius, a Honda. I mean, they're not balling out into BMWs and all of that. See, because they have wealth habits. See, we have rich habits, they have wealth habits. Rich habits are, and this is a definition that I'm coming up with right now on the spot. Rich habits is when I get the money, I spend the money plus some more. Wealth habits is like I get the money, I keep the money, and I spend as little of it as I can. Rich habit is I get the money, I spend it, and I spend a little bit more. Wealth habit is I get the money, I spend as little as I can so I have more money. See, difference in habits. So I said to myself, I gotta change my mindset. Now, I'm a fly dude. I like dressing fly. I'm about that. You know, my wife, you know, she likes the red bottoms. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of Louis. I got some Giuseppes. I got the polo boots. I got the suede. You know, I like stuff like that. But I said to myself, when I look at my closet, I look at least $80,000+ of clothes and shoes that a lot of the times I don't even wear. So was that a good financial investment? And even if I say I want to keep doing that, I want to keep going buying a show, now I'm going to spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 on a car. Take out maybe half of that from my savings and put on the car and still have a car note, at least $300-$400, depending on what I buy. Now, I didn't only lose savings. I lost monthly income that comes in because I got to pay that car note. when I have a perfectly good car sitting in my in perfectly good car. So I said to myself, you know what? Instead of me spending $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 on a new car, how about I invest a couple of $1,000s in upgrading the car I have? Now, if you have any type of car, there are crap load of aftermarket parts you can buy for a car, right? You know, my car, I wanted to upgrade some touch screens, some digital stuff here and there, new rims, all this other stuff. I said, these are things I want because these are things I'm looking for in my new car. And I can upgrade my car to those things. Why not? So I could spend $2,000, $3,000, maybe not that much, but I'm just saying around that much, and get everything I want in a car, bells and whistles. Everything I'm looking for in another car, I can have, because let's be honest, it's about your comfortability in a car. Get you A to B, good engine, you know, but you want the aesthetics. So we buy a new car for the aesthetics. Oh, it has more lights inside. You could buy that. Oh, it has a bigger touch screen. You could buy that. Oh, the rims are better. You could buy those. I mean, there's so many things you could do with what you have to upgrade. Now, and this is not being secondhand or bootleg or nothing. This is actually you upgrading and saying to yourself, okay, at the end of the day, I'm gonna work with what I have. Now I have a fly ride. I haven't done it yet for mine. I'm just saying. But you know, now, but if you do all that, you have a fly ride. And you're not paying out your pocket every month. Think about it. You're not paying every month out your pocket. You upgrade it and boom, it's fly. Think about where you live. Do you really need to be in the sky rise? Do you really need to pay that type of rent? Now, I'm not saying for anybody living in the hood, but I'll give you an example. Me and my wife, before we bought our house, right? We lived in an apartment complex that for two or three years, we lived in an apartment complex, and it wasn't the best. It wasn't in the hood, don't get me wrong, but you know, it wasn't the best one. You know, they did get a roach, they had like roaches. We had to fight roaches off my son's bed, you know what I'm saying, every few nights and stuff. So it wasn't the easiest in the world. So I'm not even trying to say anything. That wasn't the hood, that was it. But we made the sacrifice and bought our house, right? Now we have a shitload of equity, financial stability from our that investment, because we sacrificed 3 years. Why, when you get that brand new job or you get a pay raise, you spend it? If you get a dollar pay raise, you're spending $4 every hour now more because, oh, I got a dollar pay raise. See, that's what we do financially, and it hinders your success. You can't invest in none. You can't make no moves, because at the end of the day, as soon as it comes, it's going out. I literally practice the one check rule. I need to pay all my bills in one check. Now, I'm married, so things are a little bit different for me. You know, I have a house mortgage and all that, but to be honest, without my wife participating, I could pay the major bills in one check. In one check, I could pay our mortgage. I could pay, you know, our OUC bill. I could pay, you know what I'm saying, insurance. I could pay everything that's important in one check. Everything that's not important is not included. And I'm talking about like Netflix subscriptions and, you know, the TV subscriptions and, you know, little things here and there. But I can pay our cell phone. I could pay our electric bill, I could pay our mortgage, all in one check. Now my next check is free for me to do what I want with it. What meaning, as in, you know, put it in the bank, invested in businesses. That's success, people. If you have to rely on your credit cards to pay your bills, then something has to change. And see, people always want to look at the job. I got to go make more money. But most of the time, you're just living outside your means. And that's the truth. And I've been there myself, so I'm not even trying to judge. But financial success is really being honest with yourself and saying, okay, where am I at financially? Can I afford to eat out every night? Can I afford this apartment I'm in? Like you have to be willing to downgrade your life, because it's not, because the thing is, your job is your job. You are where you are. That's not going to change overnight. That's not an overnight change thing, right? If you don't have the education, or even if you do have the education, you work up the corporate ladder, whatever it is, you are where you are right now. And that's not going to change. What has to change is your spending habits, where you really invest your money in. And what people tend not to do is they don't want to make those sacrifices, because everybody want to live their best life. But see, living your best life is actually hindering you from living your best life. Paying off credit cards and getting that stuff done is a phenomenal feeling. Because what we tend to do, and me and my wife, we've been there before, is that we start spending on the credit card, spending. Then your credit limit is high. Then your credit score goes down. Then if you wanted to go make some moves financially, business or house or whatever, that's hurting you. And the only thing that happens is you. Because think of it like this, if you didn't have the credit cards, what would you do? Like, see, you have to think of things like that. See, when I started changing my mentality financially, I started doing better financially for my family, for myself. I didn't make dumb purchases. Now, I'm not saying you can't splurge and have a good time. I'm not saying that. But you have to make sure that what you're spending doesn't exceed what you're making. Like, you have to make sure of that. Now, you may not be able to get to the one paycheck, pay everything with one paycheck rule in the beginning. And I understand that. But that should be your goal, to get your life to a point where I have two paychecks a month, but everything that's a necessity to me in my life that I have to pay, I can do with one check. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. So I'm not trying to tell you, you're like, well, man, Cass, I pay $2,000 in rent. I get a $4,000 check. How can I do that? And I get it. But just because you aim for a goal doesn't mean that you don't try or move forward that way. You know, you may not win the race all the time, but you can see yourself going from fifth place to fourth place to third place to second place. And then eventually you'll win. See, everybody has this idea of either you're a winner or a loser. But see, the thing is that there's a lot of between that. You have to be between that to be a winner. You know, you have to be, sometimes you got to be number two or three, and that's okay and that's fine. But you have to be able to understand and make those sacrifices for you to be successful. Especially financially, because that is going to hinder you from moving forward and being successful. Is the financial issues that you have. Now, I'm speaking from places where I've done it myself. I've been there. I've been to a place where financially we were bad. You know, financially we were just paying the bare minimum credit cards, and that's all interest. You know what I'm saying? So we've been there. I've been there. But once you start applying these rules, and it's not an overnight success story, don't get me wrong. You're not going to go from bad spending habits and stuff like that financially to like, oh, I'm doing good today. No. It's a work in progress like anything. Changing of behavior is a process. So understand that is a process. Don't rush the process. Because the key rule is, one, live below your means. Don't live a Bentley life on a Toyota budget. Two, try to eliminate or lower any bills in your life. That's from your rent, your electric, your phone. Do whatever you can to lower those bills. Your main bills, the bills that you need to survive. Those are the ones you should focus on to say, I need to reduce this. Then also try to make side money as well. Now, if you're just a straight corporate person, you want to come for that, that's fine. But never limit yourself to that. Side businesses could bring in extra income for you. Extra income that you could use. So please take this advice I gave you today, okay? Because it's very important. But if you practice what I say and you get the mentality, success, financial success is right around the corner. All right, guys, I appreciate everything. Coming to Achieving Success Thursdays. Tune in every Thursday where we talk about what it means to be successful. And check me out at CastonWilliams.com for this episode and all my other episodes, okay? Until next time, guys, y'all have a great day.